Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City, and we're sitting with Michael Jaco. He is the author of a book called The Intuitive Warrior, Lessons from a Navy SEAL on Unleashing Your Hidden Potential. Hello, Michael.
Hello, nice to be here. Thank you.
So tell me first about your experience as a Navy SEAL, how much time you spent in that situation.
I spent 24 years as a Navy SEAL, and during that time frame, I achieved what's kind of like the pinnacle of being a Navy SEAL. I went to SEAL Team 6, which is like the Tier 1, kind of Delta. Everybody recognizes the name Delta, but SEAL Team 6 has their SEALs have their equivalent in SEAL Team 6. And I also started a hand-to-hand program, which I talk about in the book as well.
And now you want to take those skills that you learned. You not only are applying them in the real world yourself, but you want others to apply as well.
Absolutely. After being in the SEAL teams and now as a security contractor, I've always been of service to others, and that kind of transformed into writing this book, because I felt that a lot of people could benefit from the stuff that I learned.
Give me an example of some of the things you've learned that are in the book. How are you going to help people reach their potential?
Intuition is a part of our... Everyone has intuition. They can develop the intuition, tap into it. But a lot of people don't recognize intuition. In the book, I talk about how the right brain is where our intuition is located, and we can tap into that. A lot of people say that, you know, they want analytical processes and stuff like that. Well, those are great, and we do have to have those, but the intuitive side of our brain just opens up. Kind of, if you would think like an iceberg, if you would invert an iceberg, most people, you know, have the little piece on the top, and then you look underneath, there's a huge amount of iceberg under the water. That's like our superconscious, our intuitive self. It's above us, and just an amazing amount of information come through for us.
When you went through your initial training as a Navy SEAL, are these things that your commanding officers talk to you about, or is this something that you came up with on your own and then integrated into the title of the book?
Mostly what I integrated on my own and titled into the book. The problem is, I think that we focus so much on the physical aspect that we, you know, push the intuitive side out of our training. But the intuitive side is definitely there. The impossible things that we do in our training, such as Hell Week, we're up a whole week, is 10 times what an average human can do. So by tapping into our intuitive side, it not only transfers into the mental aspect, but also the physical aspect of our being.
I'm wondering, I know the book is recently released. I'm wondering about the reaction from those who have read it. Have they applied many of your tenets, and how has it worked for those people?
Oh, it's worked amazingly well. And in fact, I just came from a trip where all the guys had read the book, and they were asking me all these questions about, you know, how do I tap into my intuition? And I was teaching them all the skills that I'd learned, and it's coming along very, very well. It's amazing, the reaction. And it's from a broad spectrum of people, not just military types, but women are reading the book, young men that want to become Navy SEALs or just are curious, you know. There's broad spectrum. It's just amazing. All over the world, people are, you know, contacting me and telling me how it's transforming their lives. It's pretty amazing.
I know that when we think about Navy SEALs, we think about these honorable men and women who have served the country, but served the country in a somewhat mysterious manner. We're not quite sure exactly what you go through in training and what you're doing out in the field. Tell me about some of your experiences as a Navy SEAL. Things that maybe you shouldn't be talking about completely, you shouldn't be opening up about them totally, but you're able to transfer them to the book and let us get somewhat of a glimpse into this mysterious world.
Well, one thing I can share is I share in the book, and it's been, you know, talked about quite a bit, is the Hell Week portion of our training. Most of the guys that go through that training don't understand that they're tapping into their intuitive selves. They just think that, like I did when I went through, that you're superhuman, therefore you can do these things, where the other guys that quit, you know, they just didn't have it within them. But everyone has it within them to do these things. And I think if you can get that in the book, then you'll understand that this is definitely something everyone can do. Yes, it's beautiful. It's amazing.
What's the most amazing thing you've experienced so far?
The most amazing thing that I've experienced is, I talk about this in the first few pages of the book. I was heading down a highway in Iraq, and I developed a sense of knowing when attacks were coming for quite some time. and I would steer my teams away from these attacks. But this particular time, I'd lost my train of thought, and I just hadn't really focused myself on checking the road up ahead. I could do a remote view of the scene up ahead, and I could tell when attacks were coming. So I hadn't done this. I'd been exhausted. I'd been there for almost a year. So we're on this road, and I knew that we were in a kill zone. We're getting ready to be hit. I just had that intuition. It was very, very powerful, and I knew that these were always had happened before. So I got this amazing feeling to just send out the thought of love. So I sent this thought out of love as if every cell in my body were sending it out. And then the feeling of being in this kill zone slowly faded. And we got back to our team area, and we found out that another group had come right behind us and been hit by a RPG. And all the guys in the vehicle were they were hurt pretty bad. So from that point on, I just started to build on this ability to send out the thoughts and influence my environment. So I could not only know when attacks were coming and steer my teams away from them, but I could also influence those attacks by my thoughts.
You said something I find very intriguing. In the title of the book, you say unleashing your hidden potential. But it sounds like you're also trying to teach how to lead. Yes?
Yes. Oh, yes. Definitely. You can actually set the example. And a lot of the guys are looking to me and asking me, even guys that don't believe in your intuition or tapping into things unseen, the unknown. They look to me and they ask, if you know that attack's coming, let us know. And that's a step in the right direction. I think that all of us, if we accept the fact that we do have the intuitive ability and start to recognize them, just simple things like you think about your loved one or your friends or something like that, and then they call. That's intuition. Intuition's coming through for you. So when you get those little intuitions, if you would start to go, oh, yeah, that's an intuition. Thank you. I want more of that. And it just starts to build from that point on.
Once again, the book is called The Intuitive Warrior, Lessons from a Navy SEAL on Unleashing Your Hidden Potential. The author, Michael Jaco. Michael, thank you.
Thank you, Les. Thank you very much.